Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 1st of December. There was a strong Weatherby connection to the success of Many Clouds in last Saturday's big race, the Hennessy Gold Cup at Newbury. Many Clouds won a National Hunt flat race on his racecourse debut at Weatherby in February 2012 and won a novice's chase at the Yorkshire track last Christmas. His victory in the Hennessy Gold Cup bridged a 24-year gap for trainer Oliver Sherwood, who had sent out Arctic Call to win the Hennessy in 1990. As usual, Leighton Aspel was in the saddle on Saturday, wearing the Grand National colours of owner Trevor Hemmings. Many Clouds could be aimed at the Argento Chase at Cheltenham in January, prior to running in the Cheltenham Gold Cup. At Newcastle last Saturday, Irving, trained by the champion trainer Paul Nichols, put down a marker for the champion hurdle when taking the fighting fifth hurdle. Aurore Destreval, trained at Moulton by John Quinn, ran well to be second. A new season over jumps begins at Catterick on Wednesday. It's the first of 10 scheduled meetings over jumps this season at the North Yorkshire track, a campaign which concludes in March. The action on Wednesday is due to start at 12:20. Weatherby's Christmas Carol Saturday fixture takes place this weekend, a seven-race programme starting at 10 past 12 and featuring a couple of £10,000 races over fences. With the absence of Sprinter Sacra and Sire de Grugy, it's an opportunity for potential Queen Mother Champion Chase contenders to put down their marker in the Tingle Creek Chase at Sandown Park on Saturday, while the Grand National fences are negotiated in the big race at Aintree on Saturday, the Beecher Chase. Well, racegoers at Weatherby on Saturday will be able to see the action from both Newbury and Aintree on the giant screen.